Do people have any particular word or phrase that they would use to tell the cows to hold still while they're...
Saw.
Is that what they say?
Same age, okay. I guess. I mean, I don't know how you pronounce it, but Mom always says, saw, Bessie.
Okay.
1436, Captain Hash, but that's not the name that's on there. It's got Roger Jones.
It can go there, I believe. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. She had a cow named Bessie, or that's what she just called all of them?
No, my mom named everyone. She had a Susie and a... She had good names for mom. Yeah, just sit right still, because okay. I can work right around.
What did you milk into?
A bucket.
Made of metal sometimes?
Probably aluminum. Or an aluminum bucket.
Do you ever have any made out of wood?
No.
Maybe to use for water.
I think my grandparents had wooden buckets, but we never did. My mother didn't.
Okay. Do you remember your mother making butter?
Oh, all the time. She made butter till last year.
Oh, really?
She's 83. She kept cows and made butter and cottage cheese until last year.
Uh-huh.
And then she got so shaky. She
was palsy.
She didn't do it anymore.
And she made her own cheese?
Yes.
Cottage cheese?
Yes.
Cottage cheese?
Yes, it's called cottage cheese. It's white.
Uh-huh.
It's not yellow like the cheese you buy. It's, what you do is take the milk and you let it just barely clabber.
Mm-hmm.
Or sour. It just begins to get sour and you put it on the oven or the stove. And just let it very slowly get hot. You don't boil it. It just sits there and stays good and warm for several hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it causes this curd to come up. And the curd, what you got then is curd and whey. The whey is a real thin material that looks like yellow water. I mean, you know, it has a pale yellow color to it, and it's real thin. I mean, it just totally takes the heavier product and separates it. Uh-huh. She ran that. She would use a sieve, you know, and let the water drain off and the curds on up, and that's called cottage cheese. You salt it and pepper it, and it's good.
Sharon, do you want me to leave? It's
Yes, I guess so, Linda.
Some of these are mixed up and some of them have the route on them.
I'll go through them. Just stick them right here, then. Okay. And thank you.
Okay, you'll be in Tuesday?
Tuesday at the same time, 7:25.
Okay.
And thanks. I've lost a box here. Charles Holt, and I know he's here. Well, there he is. Okay.
So the stuff you'd make the cheese out of was called clabbered.
Clabbered milk. C-L-A-B-B-E-R-E-D.
Okay. All right. Do many people?
It's slightly sour milk. It's not as sour as buttermilk. In other words, it's not buttermilk. It's just you heat it and let it just barely.
It's kind of thick.
It's not thick until you don't use the cream, you just use regular milk.
Okay.
And you use cream to make butter, but you use just plain milk and let it sour to make the cottage cheese.
Okay.
So it's not fattening like butter because all the butter fat's out on it.
Okay.